USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Clinic on Tuesday released a study showing that over 99% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between January 1st and April 13th were not vaccinated. The numbers show coronavirus vaccines are effective at keeping people from dying and out of hospitals. The Biden administration Tuesday gave final approval to Vineyard Wind, a project off the Massachusetts coast, slated to be the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm. While the go-ahead for the long-proposed project was expected, it marks a step in the White House plans to help jumpstart development of coastal projects off New York and New Jersey coasts. The race to replace California's embattled governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, saw a surprising challenger take the lead, Tulsi Gabbard. The former Hawaiian congresswoman hasn't announced plans to run, but nearly 30,000 people responded to a conservative poll, giving Gabbard over 60% of the informal vote. USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.